room off back of the kitchen, then had the kitchen, and then had the breakfast room, and then we had a dining room.
I see.
And then we had a nursery, they called it. That's where the children stayed. And then we had a bedroom, and then
mother's hair.
We had a hall. They called it a hall, but it was closed. But it was just down through the house. And then we had four bedrooms on this side, and we had the bedroom. We had the parlor and a bedroom, the guest room, and then a dining room, and then the kitchen, and then the maid's house, the cook's house, and then we had the nursery and another bedroom.
Did you ever have that thing that went down through the middle house, would that let air in and out, sort of?
Mm-mm. Oh, now look, this house had a
breezeway?
It wasn't a breezeway, it was a hall. We called it a hall.
Yeah.
But it wasn't shut up. Now, we had rooms. I think there was two rooms. There's two rooms because the boys stayed over there. Two rooms over here. And then this was a parlor, kind of sitting out by itself. And then we had this hall. And then Mama's bedroom. And then our bedroom. Then another bedroom. And then the dining room. And then the kitchen to here, this house.
Yeah. Now, we talked about places where you kept food, like maybe after you had a meal and you didn't eat all the food, where would you put it up?
Put it in the stove and the oven.
Oh.
You know, we had wood stoves.
Yeah.
And they were tall, and they had a great big warmer up there.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that's where I've got a stove like that.
Yeah.
And when we have dinner, I have breakfast, dinner, and supper. And when we get through with our dinner, then I put it up there. And the pilot light keeps it hot for supper.
You don't have lunch, right? Nobody
no, we don't have lunch.
You call it dinner.
We call it dinner. We still have breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Now, what I was talking about was something like, do you know what a safe was?
I got one out yonder. And that's right. That's like this little boy said. Somebody asked him, what is the best part of school, son? He said, going home and getting in the safe every evening. That's it. Well, our safe is what they kept the tea cakes and the bread like that. But now the vegetables, they're going to keep warm. But now this safe, and it had two doors to it. It had three shelves in there, and it had two doors, and these doors were just like a grater, a coconut grater. It had holes in it. It was fixed like that. I reckon so it would keep it. And then it had a drawer down here to keep your silver in. Then it had another kind of big drawer down here, two doors like, that you could put some whatever you wanted to. But that was a safe. It kept it in a safe. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It kept the food in the safe. And we had this nigger cooked tea cakes, called tea cakes. And Mama had a 5-gallon jar that she kept them in. And our kitchen.
5-gallon jar?
Yeah. Well, she had to, honey, for all of us. And we had a kitchen. She kept that jar on top of the safe. And our kitchen had beams in it. You know. You've seen somehow they built them now. I know this man across the road over here put beams in his house. You know, the great big wood things in the loft?
Yeah.
Well, our kitchen had that. And we had nails on there, hooks on there. I don't know what they were there for. But anyhow, we'd go down there, get us a chairs or something, and catch hold of those rails somewhere, and get on top of that jar and get those cookies. And Mama didn't know how in the world we got to it. And so one of us would stand up there, you know, the other stand on our shoulder. There wasn't anything. What one didn't think of, the other two did.
Yeah.
And you know, that was a pill.
A pill? You mean hard for her to take?
Oh, no, she took it. I don't know how she lived as long as she did with all of us. And she never did, Papa never did whip us. But he had to take care of us sometime, and he said, now listen, if y'all don't behave yourself, I'll tell your mama when she comes home.
And we would?
Mama'd take care of it. Mama just wear us out. I don't think she ever did get mad.
You'd say say to you now, if you don't be, you know, be quiet, you're going to get a whooping,
right? Yeah.
She called it
But
that.
She's done whipped us when she got through seeing it. But when Pop, when she came home, and she, oh, we had a well, you know, had draw water.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had a cistern, because the cistern wasn't always, couldn't get old, and sometimes it went dry. So Mama said, children, I'm going to see Ms. Brown or Ms. Smith or something. Y'all stay away from the well.